Coming up on KUCB News, the second run of a public bus trial starts this weekend, and Vice President Mike Pence will visit Alaska missile facilities next month. Stay tuned.
Local News is sponsored by Alpha Welding and Boat Repair Incorporated, providing boat repairs and conversions in Unalaska Dutch Harbor for the last 25 years. Our professionals are trained to use heavy-duty equipment, including boom trucks, shears, brakes, a water jet cutting machine, and a punch machine. Our fully equipped metal fabrication welding shop and machine shop are located at 1149 East Broadway. Alpha Welding and Boat Repair can be reached at 581-1785 or 581-2666.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Zoe Sobel with some local news on Thursday, January 11th, 2018. With strong winds, rain, and snow on the horizon for the foreseeable future, the city is piloting a public bus route. This follows a fall trial that the planning department ran in August. KUCB sat down with planning director Bill Homka to discuss the project and what they learned from the first run.
The last trial in August, it was called a coverage model, where we used the asset that we had, which was the PCR bus, to try and cover as much of the island as possible on a route. This time, we're going with a service route, which is basically a linear route, to try and connect the biggest destinations, if you will, to one another. And it'll involve a little more walking for people if they want to ride it, but they're already used to that. And so it's back to a half-hour route, which we think is definitely more attractive.
And you were talking a little bit about you've learned a lot of things from the first bus trial. Can you elaborate more on some of the things you learned?
You know, we ran that August trial for a week, and we really didn't pick very many people up down in the valley area. I think most of those folks have cars. And except for a few observers that were down in that area, and I think a couple of kids, I knew one of them from the swim team, that was it. And there really wasn't the ridership down there to justify so many spots. We still go to the valley, but we're only going to Overland, which is the termini. We'll stop at the, you'll see there's a bus stop at Public Works, and then there won't be another stop until PCR in the high school there.
I was looking at the schedule, and both the buses only have 12 seats. Should people be, if they're counting on this to get to where they need to go, should they be worried that they're not going to get a seat on the bus?
Well, this is a trial, and it's free, only from the standpoint is we're studying for the public transit part how it will work and how it will be received. I think if people are going to work to and fro, they've already banked their... They already have their schedule figured out. I don't think they're going to risk their job on some one-week trial to, you know, try the bus out. So, yes, there are only 12 seats on the bus. It's a van, a big van. We're actually renting two vans for this part of the trial. And we hope people will use it. However, if we were actually recommending the city move forward with public transit, it may not be a 12-passenger bus if there's that much ridership. Because one of the reasons we're way out here, as everyone knows, we have to use what resources we have, even in the study. If there's a huge amount of ridership, we'll have to balance that with, you know, what costs are for a budget, what type of job description would it be even for a bus driver. Right now, this study, just like in August, will be... The buses are driven by city employees who have other jobs. One of the things that we're going to be sensitive to, because it's winter and it's dark, if we're under a weather advisory, the bus is not going to run if it's a weather 2 advisory. It's not something people are used to driving. We have other people's lives in that bus.
The city bus runs from 7 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. from Sunday, January 13th through the 19th. This weekend, the Unalaska High School basketball teams will host the visiting Petersburg Vikings for 4 home games. The action kicks off Friday at 6:30 p.m. with the boys taking on the defending 2A state champions. The girls' game will follow starting at 8 p.m. On Saturday, the girls play first at 6:30 p.m., with the boys playing the last matchup of the weekend at 8 p.m. KUCB will bring you live coverage of all four varsity games. You can listen at 89.7 FM on Channel 8 or on our live stream. UAF archaeology professor Ben Potter and an international team of scientists have discovered evidence of a previously unknown ancient people who were among the first to cross over from Asia to Alaska more than 15,000 years ago. The scientists based their findings on an analysis of DNA from two infants buried more than 11,000 years ago at a site south of Fairbanks. The research was published in the journal Nature. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, it sheds new light on when and how the ancestors of today's indigenous peoples first settled the New World.
You know, we are humans. We are hunter-gatherers. Ellis has been...
Ben Potter couldn't even get a cup of coffee Wednesday morning because he was fielding interviews with reporters from around the world who were clamoring to talk about the article that he and two fellow researchers had co-authored, a piece that had already created quite a stir in the scientific community.
The importance of the paper is, one, that we've identified a brand new population that we hitherto did not know existed, ancient Beringians. And the second is what the implications are for that, for understanding the peopling of the New World, which, you know, is pretty profound.
The article is the latest chapter in the evolving study of how humans migrated from Asia to North America and how some, but not all, went on to settle the rest of the Western Hemisphere.
It opens the window for a much wider and more accurate perspective on the complex colonization of the New World.
The key evidence that opened that window wide came from DNA samples taken from the remains of an infant girl who'd been buried more than 11,000 years ago at a site located on a ridge above the Tanana River about 50 miles south of Fairbanks. Archaeologists first found the remains of a young child at the so-called Upward Sun River site in 2010, and further excavation revealed those of two infants.
These two were part of an ancient population that came into the New World, survived, were part of a very well-adapted group of people that survived for thousands of years in the far north.
Potter says the genetic analysis and other evidence confirmed the infant whose genome was analyzed was descended from a group that had separated from other East Asian peoples about 35,000 years ago. But the data also showed the infant likely was not related to the people who crossed over from Asia and then migrated into both North and South America, the people who became Native Americans. So Potter and fellow researchers concluded the infant was descended from a new and heretofore unknown group they called ancient Beringians. The name refers to the region known as Beringia, which encompasses most of Alaska, eastern Siberia, and the land bridge that once connected the two continents and which is now submerged below the Bering Sea. Potter says the ancient people settled in Beringia for a few thousand years, despite the harsh ebb and flow of the Pleistocene Ice Age.
Throughout periods of almost unimaginable climate change, from full glacial conditions to essentially the modern boreal forest, with extinctions of mammoth, later on extinction of bison. So major climate, vegetation, and animal abundance changes, but yet they persisted throughout this region.
All of which, Potter says, leads one to wonder what happened to the ancient Beringians.
The answer is we don't know at this point.
But that's okay, Potter says. He says scientists will continue the search for more DNA samples from early Athabascan peoples to determine whether they're related to the ancient Beringians. And he says researchers will begin to work on all the other new questions the study raises.
Certainly it provides new questions, which as a scientist, that's the most important thing.
Potter says, however, there's no question that the history of the New World's indigenous peoples grows more complex with every new study that's published. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
On his way to attend the Winter Olympics in South Korea in February, Vice President Mike Pence plans to make a stop in Alaska. The White House made the announcement yesterday, saying that Pence will visit intercontinental ballistic missile facilities on his stopover in the 49th state. According to the Vice President's Deputy Chief of Staff, Pence's trip to Alaska and then on to South Korea sends a message of American resolve to the North Korean regime. That's in addition to showing support for American athletes at the Games and the U.S. military military members stationed in the region. Pence's travel plans were announced the day after North and South Korea sat down for a talk for the first time in 2 years. Those talks resulted in the opening of a military hotline and the decision by North Korea to send a delegation of athletes to the upcoming Winter Olympics. Vice President Pence will attend the opening ceremonies at the Olympics on February 9th, so his visit to Alaska will likely take place in the days before. And that's the news from On Alaska. I'm Zoe Sobel. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org. Please stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecast.